Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet, and I will be your reader today. And today we have Sunday, the 7th of April, or the 28th of Adar the 2nd. This new week, we have a new parasha, and it's called Tatzriah, and that means she will conceive. And the scripture reading from the Torah will be Leviticus, or Vayikra, chapter 12, verse 1, through chapter 13, verse 5. So, before we start reading the scriptures, let's thank the Lord and bless Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. So Leviticus 12. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, Speak to Bnei Israel, instructing, If a woman conceives and bears a male child, then she will be unclean for 7 days. As in the days of her nidah, she will be unclean. In the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin is to be circumcised. She must wait during the blood of purification for 33 days. She is not to touch any holy thing, nor come into the sanctuary, until the days of her purifying are complete. But if she bears a female child, then she will be unclean for 2 weeks, as in her nidah, and she is to wait in the blood of purification for 66 days. When the days of her purification are completed for a son or for a daughter, she is to bring to the Kohen, at the entrance of the tent of meeting, a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. He is to present it before the Lord and make atonement for her. Then she will be cleansed from the discharge of her blood. This is the Torah for her who gives birth, whether to a male or female child. If she cannot afford a lamb, then she is to bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. Then the Kohen will make atonement for her and she will be clean. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe and to Aaron, saying, When a man has a swelling on the skin of his body, or a scab, or a bright spot, and it becomes the plague mark of tzarat in his flesh, then he should be brought to Aaron the Kohen, or to one of his sons, the Kohanim. The Kohen is to examine the plague of tzarat on his skin, and if the hair in the plague has turned white, and the appearance of the plague is deeper than the body's skin, it is the plague of tzarat. Thus the Kohen should examine him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot is white in the skin of his body, but its appearance is not deeper than the skin, and its hair has not turned white, then the Kohen is to isolate the infected person for 7 days. The Kohen should examine him on the 7th day, and behold, if he sees the plague has not spread in the skin, then the Kohen is to isolate him for 7 more days. That was Leviticus 12:1 through 13:5. Now we have the portion from the prophets, and we are reading from the book of Isaiah or Yeshayahu. And today we'll read chapters 25 and 26. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things, plans of old with steadfast faithfulness. For you have made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin, a foreigner's palace, a city no more, never to be rebuilt. Therefore a strong people will honor you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a stronghold for the poor, a stronghold for the needy in distress, a refuge from the rainstorm, a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall, like heat in a dry place. You subdue the roar of foreigners, like heat in the shade of a cloud. The song of tyrants is brought low. On this mountain, Lord Tzvaot will prepare a lavish banquet for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, of rich food, of choice marrow, of aged wine well refined. On this mountain he will swallow up the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the veil spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. My Lord, Lord, will wipe away tears from every face. He will remove his people's reproach from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We waited for him. We will rejoice and be glad in his salvation, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. Moab will be trampled under him, as straw is trampled in a manure pile. When he spreads his hands in it, as a swimmer spreads his hand to swim, his pride will be brought down low, together with the trickery of his hands. He will level your high fortified walls, lay them low, and cast them down to the ground, down to dust. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Yehuda. We have a strong city. He appoints salvation as its walls and ramparts. Open the gates. Let the righteous nation enter, one that keeps faith. You keep in perfect peace one whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is a rock of ages. For he humbles those dwelling on high, leveling the lofty city, leveling it to the ground, bringing it down to the dust. Feet will trample it down, feet of the afflicted, the footsteps of the poor. The way of the righteous is straight. Upright one, you make smooth the path of the righteous. Yes, in the way of your judgments, Lord, we have waited for you. Your name and your remembrance is the desire of our soul. My soul longs for you at night. Yes, my spirit within me seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Though grace is shown to the wicked, he does not learn righteousness. Even in a land of uprightness, he will act wrongly, not perceiving the majesty of the Lord. Lord, your hand is lifted up, they yet know not see it. They will see your zeal for the people and be put to shame. Yes, fire will devour your enemies. Lord, you will establish shalom for us, for all of our works you have done for us. Lord Eloheinu, other lords beside you have had dominion over us, but we remember your name alone. The dead do not live, dead souls do not rise. Thus you punished and destroyed them and wiped out all memory of them. You have increased the nation, Lord, you have increased the nation. You are glorified as you have expanded all the borders of the land. Lord, they sought you in distress. They poured out a whispered prayer when your discipline was upon them. As a pregnant woman about to give birth writhes and cries out in her pain, so we were before you, Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, yet we gave birth to wind. We are accomplishing no deliverance for the earth, nor are inhabitants of the world coming to life. Yet it will be, your dead will live, my corpses will rise. Awake and shout for joy, you who dwell in the dust. Your dew is like the dew of the dawn. The land of dead souls will come to life. Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut your doors behind you. Hide for a little while until the wrath is past. For behold, the Lord is coming out from his place to punish inhabitants of the earth for iniquity. The earth will disclose her bloodshed, no longer covering up her slain. That was Isaiah chapters 25 and 26. Now we have come to our portion from the writings, and we will read Proverbs or Mishle chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the city's heights, whoever is naive, turn in here. To those who lack understanding, she says, come, eat my bread and drink the wine I have mixed. Abandon your foolish ways and live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a scoffer is asking for insult. Whoever reproves a wicked man gets abuse. Do not correct a scoffer, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise to your own advantage, but if you scoff, you bear it alone. The foolish woman is rowdy. She is naive and knows nothing. So she sits at the door of her house, on a seat in the heights of the city, calling to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To those who lack understanding, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is delicious. But he does not know that the dead are there. Her guests are in the depths of Sheol. That was Proverbs chapter 9. Now we have come to the last part of our scripture reading for today, and it is the apostolic writings, and we will read Acts chapter 26. And we'll be reading about when Paul is defending himself before King Agrippa. Agrippa said to Shaul, it is permitted for you to speak for yourself. Then Shaul stretched out his hand and began his defense. Concerning all I'm accused of by the Judean leaders, I consider myself fortunate, King Agrippa, that it is before you that I am about to make my defense today, since you are especially knowledgeable about all Jewish customs and issues. Therefore, I beg you to listen patiently to me. Now, all the Jewish people have known my manner of life ever since my youth, starting from the beginning in my own nation and also in Jerusalem. They have known about me for a long time, if they were willing to testify, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee. Yet now, I stand here being judged for the hope and the promise made by God to our fathers. It is the promise that our 12 tribes hope to attain as they earnestly worship day and night. And for this hope, I'm accused by Jewish people, O King. Why is it judged incredible by any of you that God raises from the dead? In fact, I myself thought it was necessary to do many things in opposition to the name of Yeshua HaNatzrati. And that is what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the Kedoshim in prisons by the authority I received from the ruling Kohanim, but I cast my vote against them when they were being condemned to death. I tried to cause them to blaspheme by punishing them often in the synagogues. In furious rage against them, I persecuted them even in foreign cities. While journeying to Damascus with the authority and commission of the ruling Kohanim, at midday, O King, I saw on the road a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who traveled with me. When we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Shaul, Shaul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against goats. Then I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Yeshua, whom you are persecuting. But get up and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things you have seen, as well as to the things I will yet reveal to you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive release from sins as well as a place among those who are made holy through trusting in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Rather, I kept declaring, first to those in Damascus, and then Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Yehuda, and also the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds consistent with that repentance. For this reason, some Judeans seized me in the temple and tried to put me to death. Since I have had God's help, to this day I have stood here, testifying to both small and great. I am saying nothing but what the prophets and Moshe said was going to happen, that the Messiah was to suffer, and that being first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people and to the nations. As Paul was thus making his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, You are crazy, Paul or Shaul. Your great learning is driving you insane. But Shaul declares, I'm not insane, most noble Festus. Rather, I'm speaking the sober truth. For the king knows about these things, and I speak freely to him, since I'm convinced that none of these things escape his notice. For this was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. Agrippa said to Shaul, In a short time you're trying to persuade me to be messianic. And Shaul said, Whatever short or long, I would pray to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today would be such as I am, except for these chains. Then the king stood up, as well as the governor, Bernice, and those sitting with them. When they had gone away, they began talking among themselves, saying, This man is doing nothing deserving of death or chains. Then Agrippa said to Festus, This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar. That was chapter 27, and that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. However, if you are reading through the apostolic writings twice this cycle, you would also read the Colossians chapter 2. No, I'm so sorry. You would not. You would read Revelation chapter 20 today. Revelation chapter 20. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray you have a Shavua Tov, a blessed new week. Shalom from Israel. Until next time.